first order of business will be the swearing-in of our newly elected board members, Steve Hoagland and Eva Garcia. And we're honored, very honored tonight to have our supervisor, Federal Glover, here to install our two new members.
Can you install anything besides husbands?
Speaking.
It's not on the agenda.
Yes, it is.
Point of order, I put in a request to speak for him.
Yes, you did, and that will be at agenda item one. I found that.
Papa, what's you?
Okay, thank you. I'm very honored to have been asked to come and to do the installation of these fine candidates who people have said that they need to represent within the community. Also very honored to be here and continue to serve you all as supervisor for the 5th District. And I thank you all. I thank you all for continuing to support my candidacy, and very honored that we have many things to do together. We have great opportunities. I think that the partnership that was shown with the pool in terms of the city, the county, and the district here speaks volumes to our opportunities and where we can go from here. So these two fine individuals who've been elected and that the people have entrusted in you to carry out the duties of the district and to make sure that this district, which has been around for so long and has had an opportunity to serve so many. I grew up in the city of Pittsburgh, but we spent most of our time when we went to parks at Avro's, and just so very honored to have gone through West Pittsburgh to come to Avro's. So once again, it's my honor to be here tonight, and now we will do the duty that is before us and swear these folks in. They will be sworn in tonight, probably sworn at tomorrow. But we will do that. So I'm going to have you both come before me here and raise your right hand. And when I say I, you will repeat your name. I.
I, Steve Hoagland.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and alliance.
That I will bear true faith and alliance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
That I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter.
You are sworn in.
Thank you.
Yeah, here we'll be. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm
on the other side. Okay.
No, no, you
I'm in the center.
Jody.
Thank you.
Did you fix
the
chair?
And again, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be here and to be a part of this. There's a lot of swearing in going on for the next week or so, so I'm off to the next. Thank
you
again.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay, at this time, Deborah Mason, you have 3 minutes to provide us with comments.
As most of you know, I've been around a long time, and I've been to about every city council, every supervisor, every elected meeting you can imagine. And in all my years of public service, I've never encountered a board or staff that has been more unprofessional, childish, and mean-spirited as this one. It is common courtesy to acknowledge and thank outgoing board members and give them the opportunity to thank the public that they have served. every one of you have even been given this opportunity, or I'm sure will be in the future. I, for one, would like to thank Lee for the 4 years he served for Ambrose and the citizens of Bay Point. He was the only member of this board that came prepared with facts and data consistently. He saved the board from making many mistakes, such as violating the Brown Act. He resulted in savings of taxpayers' dollars, and I have no doubt without him and Supervisor Federal Glover, we would not be having a poll opening in May. I think it's important for you to know the reason that Lee ran for this board. Lee ran for the board because the staff at Ambrose begged him to run for the board because they weren't happy with you and they weren't happy with Terry Smith. They wanted Lee to run to get rid of Terry Smith, which was accomplished, but little did we know that Tweedledee would be followed by Tweedledum. Mary Jane immediately set out trying to get Chuck Keeler back. Chuck said he would only come back if they could get the after-school program back, to which Mary Jane responded that would never happen as long as Steve was on the board. Other comments that have been emailed to me through the years from your staff is May is so condescending. Steve talking just tells me they have no respect for me. I will never be able to work with him. Another conversation was, I wish I had a tape recorder going because I won't be able to remember this whole half-hour conversation with Steve. I'm so frustrated. I can't wait to get an interim so I can act like I don't do anything but the books. My blood pressure is probably sky high. Terry is gone, but I'm finding out this board, not just Steve, are a huge problem. When Trina was elected, I got an email that said, congratulations to Trina and us. There are so few votes between Trina and Judy that if we had one more qualified candidate, we could have gotten rid of her too. She doesn't matter that much anyway. I think in 2 years we can get rid of Eva if she decides to run. In closing, I want to reflect back to 2006 when you were first elected, Judy and Steve, and Travis was here. Tom Torlinson was going to do the swearing in, but you both had such a fit and refused to come to the meeting if he did the swearing in that Travis tried to get Cansemia, and if Cansemia came, May, you were going to have a fit and not come, so Travis had to swear you in himself. I have emails to back up all of these from your staff to myself, and if you would like to have them, just make a request and I'll send them to you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, at this time, I would like to bring together, we're here for the regular meeting of the Board of Directors, and at this time, I'd like to have the call to order.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Dodd?
Here. Okay, at this time, I would like Deshaun Woolridge to please lead us in the pledge to the flag.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, at this time, we have approval of the agenda. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I make a motion that we approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Okay, next we have the consent calendar, which is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion to adopt the consent calendar?
I move that we adopt the consent calendar as is.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. May we have a roll call?
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. We do not have a presentation at the moment. General Manager, would you please kindly give us a report?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The first thing I'd like to do is introduce our newest employee. She will be coming before you in the next couple of months to present our aquatics program. She has been with the City of Antioch and now with the City of Pittsburgh. She has years of experience in recreation in general and in aquatics in particular. You may have seen her around, but I would just like this opportunity to have her stand from the back. Lori Shalafo, the newest member of the district.
Thank you.
already, she's done an outstanding job. She's been helping us with the 70th anniversary and a number of other programs that we've had. She does an outstanding job, and if you know her, you know she brings a tremendous amount of energy and positivity, and it's just great to have her around and to have her with us. So thank you for showing up tonight. She'll be joining us in the reception after the meeting, but just wanted to introduce her so you can connect a name to a face. So again, thank you very much. In a hard segue, we have a leak under the building. This was identified before I was able to include it in my staff report for maintenance, but there is a pipe that's all the way to the end by the stage. The entrance is at my office, so they have to crawl. The entrance is, you know, very, very tight. So they get in there and they crawled all the way back and they noticed it. And it's just old, old pipes. One pipe was connected to a copper pipe improperly, and so the electrolysis has deteriorated the pipe and now it's leaking and it needs to be attended to because it's not going to last that much longer. So I'm in the process of getting the appropriate bids for that, and we're looking at somewhere in the $5,000 range to get it repaired. But, you know, as you know as well as I do, these infrastructure issues keep popping up and will continue to pop up as the infrastructure continues to age. But we'll get that squared away as soon as possible. Just a reminder, the district offices are closed from December 23rd through January 3rd. We furlough every year, so it's that time of year again. As I mentioned earlier, the 70th anniversary is this Saturday, and it's from 6 to 10. We're all very excited about that, and the staff has been working very diligently to bring that to fruition. So again, it's going to be a wonderful event. Also a reminder, the Sheriff's Annual Dinner and Toy Giveaway is going to be being held at January 17th. We do have a banner out in the front, and I believe it's 4 o'clock.
And January.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. December. Thank you for correcting
me. You're just testing us, right?
Yeah. I actually wrote January, so I read what I wrote, so I was wrong. December 17th. And again, I believe it starts at 4 p.m., but Dan corrected.
4 to 7.
Yeah. Excellent. And I also like to report for those of you, I think most of you made it, the holiday events we just hosted were just outstanding events. If you had a chance to stop by for either one of the events, you saw that it was a wonderful group of people, families. For the tree lighting, it was just outstanding. We had the event out there. It was a rather chilly evening, but we were able to light the tree, get inside, and have some events for kids and some hot cocoa and cookies and just all the traditional things for that particular event. And then the following morning, which is interesting, if you were there, you would have noticed it was a completely different group than the evening. So we can only assume that maybe there's evening people and morning people. But we had another nice turnout for that event. So it was great to kind of enter the holiday season on such a positive note, and looking forward to the holiday days that lay ahead. So, thank you. That concludes my report.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, we don't have a legal counsel report. At this time, item number 9, we have public comments. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on this agenda, but within our jurisdiction. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. And a request to speak form should be submitted to staff. They're available on the back table. And no action will be taken by us. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and can be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. We have 2 requests to speak forms. First, Delano. I guess we're going to have a third, too. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Good evening, everyone. I will be brief, but I would just like to express my appreciation for all the contributions and the participation in our Thanksgiving giveaway. This year, we topped the 1,000 mark, and which was so awesome. We had we were able to get over 1,000 toys and also new clothes, so that everyone that came through this year, that came through the gym to feed, we were able to give them a new outfit and to give the kids new toys. And we were blessed with food from White Pony, that Whole Food donated, to feed over 1,000 people. So we had a big old truck out there full of food, and we had like 40 cases of fresh meat that we were able to bag up so that when the people left from eating and shopping for the clothes and the toys, they were able to take bags of food home. So I would like to thank Doug for allowing us the facilities, the members on this panel here, Mae Saldana with her contribution and everything, Judy and Ava. It was just an awesome event this year, and I just want to thank and let you know how much Big One Community All in One really appreciate the contribution and the participation and working together in this community to better serve our community. So thank you. Also, the most wonderful thing of it all was we had the Sheriff Department. They delivered over 350 dinners to our seniors here in Bay Point. This is their second year of their participation in doing that. So I'd like to give special thanks for them, because we love our seniors, and those that aren't able to make it, we still are able to get them some food. So thank you and congratulations.
Awesome. Lupe?
Hi, my name is Lupe Garcia, and I'm not here. I'm also on the MAC, but I'm also a resident of Bay Point. And I just want to say, you guys here at Ambrose is just great. I really think you're wonderful. My grandchildren came for the pancake breakfast. They came for the outlet to help the community all in one. And they were helped bagging groceries and giving them to the people. And even what was so sweet is my grandson walked one of the ladies home with her bags.
Oh.
You know, because she wanted the meat, but it was just too heavy. And I asked him, you know, he's 16, I said, can you walk her home? And she goes, oh, God bless you, then I'll get a couple of more. So, you know, I mean, they went home with food. And so all of a sudden, I said, do you need my car? I mean, you could drive them home with their food or whatever. But the seniors and the people were just so wonderful, so thankful. Thank you all. And then also the members that were there, it just looked great. And then for the kids, it's wonderful. Thank you. And I also have to comment on the parks. My grandchildren go up here to the park, and then after the breakfast, my grandchildren wanted to play at the park. It was so clean. Our parks are so clean. They are just so nice. No garbage, no needles, and I'm really gonna say no needles because I'm the one that checks the sand before they jump in. I check it all before they even enter. And now I'm not even scared to do that. You know, it's the parks are very clean, the garbage is empty. Your employees are doing such a wonderful job. And it is such a blessing to have you here to do this. And I'm really proud as a resident to say this. God bless and thank you all so much. Thank you.
Nice. I have a request to speak form for Marsha Leslie, who's left. First, I'd like to thank Lee Mason for his many years of service to the Bay Point community and for being the only Ambrose board member who was truly there to represent the interests of the residents of Bay Point and Pittsburgh. Next, I would congratulate Steve and Eva on their election to the board. I'm sure they are ready to fulfill their roles as board members. The first matter I would like to see Director Hoagland address is the following issue. He stated that he received the following in 2007, $49,000, 2008, $49,000, and 2009, $49,000 from Ambrose Rec and Park District. This information is on file in federal court. So I am making a public information request for Director Hoagland to disclose the details and what was the money for and what funds did it come from and documentation for these funds he received from Ambrose. I would also like to know if Directors Dawson, Torlakson, and Garcia received the same amount over that period of time. In order to be compliant with the Public Records Act, you have 10 days to respond. Thank you and good luck. And that's for Marsha Leslie. Okay, so that's all taken care of. So we will move on to public comments.
Can you repeat that so Mouse and
I'll let you see it right here.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. At this time, moving right along. We are at Board Matters, and individuals like we wishing to speak on items included in this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, and the first item we have is to consider selecting a real estate firm to represent the district in the sale or lease of the Clearland property and authorize the general manager to execute an exclusive sales listing. For those of you who may not know, the Ambrose Rec and Park District owns almost 2 acres of property on Clearland, at the corner of Clearland and Willow Pass Road, right down there. And it's been vacant for many, many, many years. And we are going to be considering a real estate firm this evening to represent us in working with some other companies to sell it or to lease it. And so that's where that property is for you. So at this time, I would go to the general manager.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. As you know, we issued a request for proposal actually twice, and we got two responses from firms that met the criteria of the proposal and are here this evening to make a presentation to the board. The property itself will be available to market effective December 26th. 2016. That will be the end of the 60-day period that is required by government code to offer this property up to agencies that would like to either build a park or low-income housing or a variety of things that's indicated by Section 54222 of the government code. We did clear title with the property. That was the biggest hurdle. We finally got that squared away, so we are in position to actually offer that on the market. We have with us this evening Sandra Weck from Colliers International and Brian Slocum from CBRE, who has brought somebody with him, and I'm sure he'll make that introduction during the presentation. So if it's the pleasure of the board, I'd like to bring up Sandra Weck from Colliers International just to make a brief presentation and answer any questions you may have.
To your land that we put on the market for sale, and we've had 2 offers that have come in on that, and one of them was a piece of property that we just felt the developers wanted too long of a period of time, and the owners of the property did not want to move forward with them.
I'm sorry, could you speak a little louder? I'm just having a hard time understanding it.
Okay, so I have an adjacent piece of property to the one that you have, and I have been marketing this property. We've had 2 offers on it. The second offer that we have right now, the gentleman that's wanting to purchase the property is going through the financing. And this is something that the board would definitely want to do. We want to be sure that your buyer is qualified. So we go through a tremendous amount of due diligence. And some of the criteria that you asked us to provide, which we will be doing if we are able to sell your property, is that we do a complete market analysis. We do brochures for you that include aerials that show the property, and we send it out to all of the property owners that are in the close proximity, as well as to a list of buyers that we know that would be qualified for your property. What we would do is give you a marketing report, and we would come and meet with you directly as soon as we have an offer. And we would do spreadsheets so that each one of you could ask questions at any time on this property, because we want to feel that you are a part of the sale. And so that's the way we would.
Do you have any questions?
Is the zoning on the property that you're selling next to ours different from the zoning on ours?
No, it's the same. It's the same. And we have a list that we have checked out as far as all of the uses that are available on the property. And so if anybody calls us and says that they want to do a particular type of use, then we check directly with the zoning department, because that's something else you don't want to do, is to go through a general plan amendment and all that. So I think that the one thing that we would present this property, it would be an all-cash sale. That is something that, and with very few contingencies. So this is something that we would do as far as selling your property as quickly as we can.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you know if that buyer that's going through the parcel next doors, are they interested in more property?
They are.
And like, would they want to?
They would definitely. In fact, there's one other person that had asked me at the time that I had this property on the market, if we were interested in selling. And of course, at that time, I called Doug to find out what the situation was, and I knew that there was a title issue and all of this, so we had to wait until your opportunity became available.
Your name is Sandra?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And I have.
I'm not. I just wanted to know.
Okay.
I was wondering, Sandra, how is that zoned, the property?
There's three or four different types of zoning on the property. So you can do housing. There are some retail that you can do on the property.
Uh-huh.
And so, as I say, I have a list, which I would submit to you, and also when I would do my due diligence, is give you all of the marketing material so that you would know what I'm telling people, and then if they happen to know you, then of course they could call you, and which happens a lot. People,
right.
Because they know somebody, they'll call and they'll talk to you, and then you'll have the guidelines as I would give them to you. So, but we put a very nice package together, and so as I say, everything would have to be approved by you.
Okay. If we decide to go with the additional property, that would be how many acres?
Oh, it's a small piece of property. It's like 30,000 square feet.
30,000 square feet.
And yours is in almost 2 acres.
2 acres. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And your that person's property fronts on Willow Pass Road.
Yes,
right?
It's directly right next to Willow Pass.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sandra.
Thank you.
Okay. Next we will have.
Brian Slocum from
Brian.
CBRE.
Great. We have some packets.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you.
Caps.
I'm Greg. So this is Brian. I'm Greg Smith. So he brought me along. We work together as a team. I've been at CBRE for 25 years. I'll talk a little bit to CBRE. We're the largest in the world. Our next closest competitor, we're three times that in the United States. The most recent revenue figures, CBRE in 2014 did $285 billion in revenue. For the world, we have a 26% market share. The reason that's important is, you know, as you want to market your property, you want a company that can service your needs. We have the ability to expose your property to buyers, both locally, regionally, nationally. We'll put together there'll be a sign, we'll have reporting, we'll have a brochure, we'll be able to accomplish your goals and our goal, which is to sell it to a qualified buyer as fast as we can. And, I think as you look at this sheet that we provided, we, as it relates to the Fortune 100, we do nearly 85% of all, so 85 companies in that Fortune 100, we do their work. That same kind of effort that we give to those businesses, we give to all our clients. With that, I'll turn it over to Brian.
Yeah, I'm Brian Slocum. And I've been with CBRE for about 10, excuse me, I've been in business for about 10 years. I've been with CBRE for the last 3 years. And with a focus primarily on East Contra Costa, Pittsburgh, Antioch, Brentwood, Bay Point. So I think over the last 10 years, I've been involved about 400 transactions. In the last 2 or 3 years, the last 2 years specifically, for land sales, four or five land sales in this region. I just closed a 7-acre land sale yesterday in Antioch. That was to a developer that plans to do self-storage. I think that's a use that could be a potential use for this property too.
I would mention we currently handle Dow's property. We have some land there that we're marketing for sale. At USS Pasco, they have a 357,000 square foot building that we're currently marketing for sale or lease. And so we do both to sale and leases.
This handout, it's just bringing it down to the local level. These are some of the, obviously, the major industrial companies in the region. As it relates to your property, it could be a number of different uses. It could be industrial, it could be kind of a retail commercial, it could be a residential apartment or a self-storage, kind of special purpose use. So I think there's a lot of ways this could go. But as far as our experience in this local market, we've worked with, obviously, Pasco and Dow, and a number of these other major companies in the region. So we have good exposure that way. I think we'd give maximum exposure to this property to make sure that all deals are looked at. Other stuff in your packet there. The marketing strategy, I provided that to Doug. That outlines how we plan to market the property. As Greg referenced, all the standard brokerage things we provide, of course, the sign, the marketing package, the internet tools. What's differentiating, I think, is the coverage that we have both regionally and nationally and internationally, and being able to network with other professionals in our firm to make sure that we catch deals that are in motion.
We have lists of buyers that we would take this to upon receiving the assignment.
We also included a market report, Q3 market report that shows current vacancies and trends and some of the most recent deals that have been done in this Contra Costa County submarket. It's an industrial focus, but it really applies to this region as there's quite a few industrial and manufacturing type firms out here. And then we've got a couple of profile pages, our resumes there too. So yeah, we'd like to work on this. I think it would be a good asset for you and help with disposing the property on your behalf. So, any questions?
Questions? Steve? Just a question
from the audience. Okay.
Would the development of that property, would it bring jobs to this community?
I hope so. That's the goal.
That's the goal. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. All right. Have you worked with property that small before, 2 acres, with property before?
Yeah. Recently was involved in 2 3-acre parcel sales in Brentwood. The sale that just closed yesterday was a 7-acre piece. Working on a 1-acre ground lease currently in Antioch as well. So yeah.
We also have, it's a 5-parcel project over on Apollo Court in Antioch. Goes down to a 1/2-acre, largest parcels, 2 acres. And so we're trying to sell those. Those can be sold together or separately. So it's something right in our wheelhouse. We do something this size.
Any other comments?
Well, my question for the chair is actually not for them, but more for Doug. What is the process after we've decided on this? What usually happens?
Well, when I receive direction from the board to enter into an exclusive agreement, then I will work directly with the firm, and they will draft an exclusive listing agreement that we will have our legal counsel review, and then I'll be able to execute that at that point and list the property.
And does it have to go to the county for any approvals or anything like that? It's just with, on our board?
We're the owners, yes.
Just wanted to be sure.
Yeah. Any other questions? A good question. Well, at this time, I'll bring it back to call for the question, which is, just we're going to...
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. To select the real estate firm, do I have a comments on that?
I have some. It wasn't until the gentleman from CBRE came up that made me even think to ask the question of from Sandra Colliers of what her kind of media exposure is or social, you know, out on the web exposure is, because I know that her commission is 1% less, but is that offset by the fact that these guys have such an exposure out there? Do you know what I mean?
Colliers International is also an international firm, and we have the exact exposure that all companies do.
Okay.
I think one of the things that we like to say is that we really do, I would say more local, because that is sometimes groups that are overlooked. And so we also have lists of people that have been looking for properties, and as I say, we do local, regional, and national, and then international. I really...
I guess it's in the name, huh? Colliers International.
But, I mean, we are a worldwide company, but I would say for your type of property,
right,
you're probably not going to find a Chinese buyer that's coming over from Europe. You're really going to find somebody that's going to be more local. And I think somebody that understands the Bay Point market, because that's what you really have to do, is talk to the people and have them understand the opportunities that are there. And because of the exposure of your property and where it's located, I think that, you know, this is something that people can drive by, they can see the opportunity, and I think that makes a big difference.
Right. Thank you. I have another question.
Sure.
So with the property that you're working with,
yes,
right now, what is the status of that at this moment?
We're waiting for the buyer to get financing.
Okay.
And so, it'll probably be after the holidays just because of what's happening right now. But it's a very well-known, reputable company, and so he's putting it from one trust to another trust, so that's why it's taking a little bit longer.
And could you disclose what kind of improvement or development you would like to?
I can't at this time. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a confidentiality.
I
would.
Oh yeah.
Do the same thing with your property.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Thanks for asking.
I
just wanted to make sure.
I mean, it's not something that would be up.
Might as well ask, right?
Yeah. Right. It's something that if you know a buyer came for your property, and then we could work together. And that would be something that would be beneficial. But it's not an obnoxious use, I'll just tell you that much right now.
Okay,
so.
Just want to be sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I try to avoid all of those.
Yeah.
Okay, members, board members.
Sandra, I was very happy to hear that you had that other piece of property, because what I heard in the past, and I've been on the board for many years, it's always been that they want the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Exactly.
And so it's good to hear that you are already working with somebody,
mm-hmm.
that might be interested in taking over our property too. So that's what I like about it. Thank you.
Okay, are we at the point where we want to make a motion to select the firm?
Well, I just want to thank both firms for coming out tonight on a rainy night to present. CBRE, really professional, looks really great, and I appreciate your diligence in presenting to us. I do feel like because Sandra has a potential buyer for that piece of property, and it would be nice to have maybe they bought that whole, that piece and our piece, mm-hmm. to be harmonious. I think I'm, my thoughts are tending to go towards Colliers for that, not because I think that CBRE would do any less of a good job, but I just think it would just be kind of a nice segue. It's my thought.
I also thought CBRE did a great presentation, as well as Colliers International.
Yeah.
Gave us a lot of food for thought.
Yeah.
And so now we're going to be deciding, making a decision that's going to change the face of Bay Point, so to speak.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve? Is that the next motion? Okay.
I make a motion that we retain Colliers International to sell our parcel at Carolyn and the Old House.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded that...
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
We need to include in the motion that it authorizes the general manager to execute the exclusive...
Oh, yes, okay.
Do you not have to actually read this?
It's over
yes,
here.
Yes, please.
Yeah, last but not least, yes. Okay, so we are going to decide on the firm.
Okay.
And also authorize the general manager to execute an exclusive sales listing. That's also included in the motion.
I make a motion that we retain Colliers International to represent the district in the sale or lease of the Clearland property and authorize the general manager to execute an exclusive sales listing. Sorry.
Okay.
I second.
All right. So in second, maybe have a roll call.
Okay, Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Dawson.
Aye. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Both of you.
Both of you guys.
All right. We don't have public hearing or closed session. At this point, we have committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda.
I can start.
Okay,
thank
go
you.
For it.
I wanted to share with you this piece of information. Back in July, I was invited into a Safe Schools Conference where I spoke about safety in the parks. And actually, Director Hoagland was part of the initial work on that one, as well as our general manager, Doug Long. If you remember, I was very concerned about what happened in San Bernardino. And I said that this community center is just like that. And I had the chance to go to San Bernardino and actually see the place where it happened. And I wanted to be sure that we are prepared. And I know that Doug has been working with staff on getting us all prepared for that. And we have a lot of students come here after school. And the Safe Schools Conference is basically how they keep kids safe. But there's an extension that they're not aware that there are people like us who take care of these students after school. And we are then, there's, you know, we have to take care of them when they're here. So this was just a start of a conversation on how parks and schools can work together on keeping our kids safe. And I was part of a panel, and it was a very good panel. And after that, they had a whole conference about safety in schools. But the take home for me as a panelist there is that I think it should be beyond this district. The conversation should even go as far as the California Parks and Rec Society, because we do not have, all districts do not have a set of guidelines on what we should do. We have here and there. As you can see, we have East Baby Joe Park, and then we have, you know,
right.
things for people, but we don't have something like a standard that we could all, you know,
right.
base our safety guidelines on. So this is just the start of it, and I'm hoping that maybe the general manager can bring it up. And I was able to talk to the executive director of CPRS, actually. It was so funny. We sat together on a plane, just by coincidence, and we talked about this after that, too. And so she said that it would probably be a good idea to bring it to the conference next time. So anyway, this is just a sampling of what we could share with them. I said we have, East Bay Park has its own personal safety and crime prevention when you're walking around their trails and their parks. And I also got some ideas on active shooters, what they do. And there's just some general websites, but it can grow from here. So I just wanted to share this with you, that I'm really concerned about the crime in the area and wanted to be sure that we keep our kids safe.
Thanks, Mae.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's cool.
Thank you.
Really cool. Can we share this with the map?
Yeah.
Please, just to follow up on that, I know that here in the district, we are planning to have something having to do with the active shooters. Last, I know Lupe and I worked on that for National Night Out. So the sheriff officer, luckily left, but he was very involved, and as a matter of fact, he did a short, just talk to the community that, you know, this doesn't just happen in a park district building. It happens at stores, it happens at movies, it happens anywhere, it could happen anywhere. So you just need to be knowledgeable of what you need to do. You know, for example, don't run into the bathroom, because in the bathroom is where the people in Florida died. There was, you know, most of the people died in there because they didn't have a place to go. So it's just little things that the community needs to know. I mean, it's good for us to know it here, but I think we need to also, the people that come here, you know, we need to, and the MAC, and, you know, we should all be working on this. I think it's important that we continue this work, because people need to know it is simple little things that you can do can make all the difference. Yeah, so I'm really glad that you brought this, and that it's still in the mouth and ears of everyone, because we need to address it. You know, it may never happen, but you never know. So thank you for bringing that.
Can I piggyback up what Eva said? So Eva Garcia and Lupe Garcia did a really wonderful job of setting up our National Night Out that was sponsored by the MAC. And worked with Officer Buckley, like she said, on active shooter. But they actually came up with these what looked like bookmarks. I think they were, ended up being a bookmark. You had detailed sheet to tell you what to do in an active shooter situation, but then they condensed it down to like bullet points. And I still have it in my book, and I think it's maybe we could collaborate between the MAC and ARPD and revive that somehow, maybe get some funding to have that, that we can hand out to our residents, because I look at it all the time. One of them is like a stapler is a weapon, you know, and I know that seems really simple, but you know, you may not think about it if somebody hadn't told you that, or like not to go into a bathroom. So that was a great that was a great night, and Officer Buckley and you guys did a great job, and we could utilize that along with Mae's stuff.
Absolutely,
be great.
And following up on it too, we have a lot of events here, and I've seen this happen in some of the events where I'm with PG&E people, where they start the program with, where are our exits?
Right.
Yeah. We have to, we start the program with letting people know where the exits are, where the, you know, where they could go for sanctuary if there's any problem. So I think we should
That's
do
a
that
great
in
job.
All
That's
of
great
our,
idea.
Okay, have that door mark exit there.
Or
at least
say when we have the program,
yeah.
Everybody, just so you know, before we start our program, these are our
lessons.
Very good. That's a great idea.
Is that something, General Manager, that we could put on the website or talk about that way, or is not?
Yeah, and I think this is would be part and parcel of a bigger item, which would be developing a best practices.
Right, okay.
And best practices for a number of facilities, community centers, parks, everything, that location that we would host events, and then we would work with the greater CPRS society to develop these best practices and start implementing them in our program. So.
And Madam Chair, actually the General Manager has started putting together a best practices list that you should share with them.
Next
meeting.
Nice.
And I've seen a portion of it, so it's,
and
it's good.
It's
yeah,
good.
It's very good.
Okay.
It's very good. Yeah.
Okay, any comments, other comments?
Well, I want to thank Superintendent Torkelson. He invited the CPRS CBM and the CPRS to be a part of this committee that he has established. And they've met a number of times, and not everyone can make it, so some of us are on phone calls. And the thing that I found most amazing is that school people had the same reaction that we did, and that was, oh yeah, there are overlaps where, you know, kids from the school are in the park, or kids are, you know, at the, from the park districts are using school facilities. And, but nobody had ever invited the park industry to interact with the school industry to talk about the kids' safety. And it is, you know, I mean, you think how many schools, right next to the school, there's a park. Okay? And so when we need those things, so I think Superintendent Carlson, I know that Stephanie and our association are working with me on it. So, and I would like to thank the voters for a for the opportunity to serve them. Want to let you know that those that didn't vote for me, I'm going to represent you just as proactively as I am those that did. I thank those that contributed, walked, made calls, and again, thank you for the opportunity to serve for the next 4 years. I look forward to working with our board and general manager. I thank our staff that provides the services across a wide variety of things for their hard work and dedication. Thank you to my wife and family for their support and understanding. I'm excited to see what we can accomplish over the next 4 years.
Welcome. I have a couple of things, just so, I work, for those that don't know, I work at the Career Center. So, for the past, and I think I've talked to somebody about, the parking in the morning is really, they park, the people that are next door, the black and the white truck that work at the landscaping company, they park right up front. And so do all the, you know, the ladies that go to the aerobics class next door. So,
After,
you know, our clients, and there is, I could remember one lady is like, you know, she comes in all the time, she's a senior, and she complains to me all the time, it's like, you know, I had to park way over there because there's no parking, you know, and then by 11, there's parking. Because they have a class, I guess, in the mornings. So I would like for them to, and I know that landscaping company, I think we have a really great relationship with them because they cut the grass and take care of that the area of the parking. But I do have a problem with the people next door because the parking is for Amherst District and they should be parking in our parking lot. And if they do have to park, well then, you know, park a little further. You're in an exercise class, you should walk. my senior clients shouldn't have to walk, you know, way from over there, from the back. So that was my, and then, you know, we have the kitty problem, the little white cat, and I would like to, and I bring the safe cage and try to catch her and take her myself to see what, I'd love to keep her. I mean, she's
a sweetheart. Yeah.
So, do I have permission to do that? Can I catch her? Will you guys?
Yes, please.
Please.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was, she comes up and she, I thought she was gonna be like real mean, but she's scared. But her little eyes are infected, she's sick. She's sick now, so I need to do this quick.
Be taken care of.
So it's okay for me to do it, and you guys are not going to like, what are you doing?
We won't turn you in.
No.
Okay. So
she needs help, poor baby.
And I want to say thank you to
Lori. Yeah.
Great job assisting Jackie with all the stuff that you had to do. I want to thank my friend Lupe for coming over and assisting us the day of the crackheads. It's always good to have people come. It doesn't have to be hours on end, just a couple of hours. And thank you again for coming. And Delano, the the program was awesome, and, you know, continue the good work, and I'm glad that we're partners with you.
Yes.
And we will continue being partners. I think that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'd like to welcome our two board members, Steve and Eva. We look forward to working with you and look forward to the contributions you can make to the district, and looking forward to that. I'd also like to thank Lori and Delano for all the work with your projects and also with the gala celebration. And I'm sure we'll have some of those, the pictures on the website, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you for the rest of the board for all your endeavors and time and efforts.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And for our next agenda, I'd like to ask if we, since we have a new board, maybe not in January right away, but maybe soon, is just to go back and review our goals from our strategic planning and see if they still jive, or, you know, just
nice.
Just
yeah.
have a
yeah.
review
yeah.
and
yeah.
see where we're going. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Okay.
Well, any others? Okay. So, you know what I'm looking for.
Yeah. I will we close.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
So next door we have coffee and cookies for us to say